Thunder Bay. For anyone looking forward to jumping into a frozen Lake Superior this year, Polar Plunge registrations are open. Registration is also open for those who are cringing at the thought but still willing to take the plunge for a good cause. After raising more than twice their set goal in 2024, PDR Thunder Bay Polar Plunge officials announced details for this year's splash on Tuesday. Organizers hope to raise $75,000 this year. That's the same target they smashed in 2024, raising over $155,000. The fundraiser began in 2010 to raise money for the Special Olympics, said campaign chair Maggie Ferentz. The event continuously grows each year and will benefit four charities this spring. First of all, I think you'd want to join in just because of the fact that you're doing it to help someone else, said Ferentz. You're not just plunging to jump into water, you're plunging because the money that you're raising is going to Thunder Bay. After being involved with the plunge each year since its inauguration, Ferentz said each and every cent raised stays directly in Thunder Bay with one of four charities. The charities are so important to this community because someone you know is affected by one of these charities. Roots Community Food Center is one of the charities. Executive Director Aaron Beagle is also a co-organizer of the event. Roots Community Food Center, for us it really goes into a lot of our youth employment programs or supportive employment programs for young people who may or may not otherwise get jobs, may or may not be finishing school, and making sure they have the support they need to be able to come in and work all summer long, she said. The three other charities are Thunder Bay Special Olympics, ProKids and the local CNIB. The year Thunder Bay Special Olympics has athletes going to the Worlds in Turin, Italy, said Beagle, and much of the money raised will help cover travel costs. Travel to get out of Thunder Bay for sports is very expensive, Beagle said. ProKids is such a special organization in our city, Beagle said, that gets kids into recreation programs for families who can't afford to, and then the sports themselves also come in and help match that. So this directly enrolls more kids into recreation programs, including music programs. CNIB provides different adaptations that people need to be able to navigate the community, making sure they have different resources and different workshops and training as people are moving through and transitioning into different levels of sight, Beagle said. The Thunder Bay Polar Plunge will be held at Marina Park on April 6 at 12 p.m. The event will be held on a Sunday this year to take advantage of the free parking. Participants can sign up and begin fundraising with this link.